Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's the most anticipated WNBA season in history.
And you know what that means.
Court is back in session.
Welcome to Queens of the Court, an Odyssey original podcast.
I'm your girl, Cheryl Swoops.
And I'm Jordan Robinson. All WNBA season long, we'll be bringing you interviews with star athletes, analysis on your favorite teams,
and lots of hot takes.
Order, order in the court.
Follow and listen to Queens of the Court on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
News came down within the last hour that Jason Wright is out as the president of the Washington Commanders. He took over in 2020, did release a statement. He will remain with the team this year, it sounds like, as a senior advisor. This is what Jason Wright said in his statement. Quote, I am incredibly proud of what we have accomplished over the past 4 years. Together with an amazing team of professionals, we have taken this franchise through a period of immense challenge and uncertainty and have transformed it. We've set the table for an incredibly bright future under Josh Harris's leadership. Over just the past year, we've welcomed a record number of fans back into our building, made meaningful improvements to the fan experience, re-engaged with corporate partners, and reconnected with the community. Most importantly, we re-established a culture of respect in this organization. Given all those accomplishments, that's why I am proud to announce that I will remain with the team throughout the 2024-2025 season with the same responsibilities. In particular, I look forward to helping the organization complete its new stadium deal. This feels like the right moment for me to explore my next leadership opportunity. I'm extremely grateful to my Commanders colleagues, our fans, and this community for all that we have accomplished these past 4 years, and I'm looking forward to the start of a very successful season for the Burgundy and Gold. That is Jason Wright's statement that he released this afternoon.
That is, I was thinking about what you said before the break about how this ownership group is operating. A lot of times for someone that's annoyed, that like lives and breathes this, but doesn't get paid to do so as a fan, you want your satisfaction. Like you want your pound of flesh. And sometimes it's okay to get that red meat. AKA, while we're just waiting on Rivera to finish out the season and everyone knows he's not coming back, Just make me happy and shoot him into the sun one time. Make me happy and tell Marty that his services are no longer required. Just give me some candy. But they are operating in a way where we're allowing a guy that I don't think they had much intention, in retrospect, thinking about it, of retaining and bringing back. I think we saw the writing on the wall when he was a finalist for that Green Bay job, talking about Jason Wright, where he's being allowed to explore and flirt and there's nobody stopping you, right? Anything that's that public that comes out that you were a candidate somewhere else, I don't know how many of you guys out there have changed jobs, but that's not the normal course of business. I know it's the NFL. It's a different animal, and things get reported on. But if you work for, the advisory firm and you're going to the consulting firm, there's no big flirtation. It all kind of happens hush-hush until you make the announcement. Him being out there and noted as a finalist, that's almost a marketing thing for himself, right? Hey, I was included. I was almost here, and the team's going fairly well. That's fine. Letting him cut a promo like that, a statement like that, basically saying, do what you want. We're not here to make you look bad. We're not firing anybody. You can go out on your own terms. And I put that in quotations.
So I think he had plenty of wins, but I think they were all very minor things that he controlled. Like, he's a really good dude. He was good to fans. He would show up at fan tailgates when they asked him to. He would come to events on the road sometimes that weren't even sponsored by the team. Like, he had a club in the bag where he was, I think, very good to fans that he built relationships with. And I think that that's smart and that's necessary. And I thought his decency in a lot of ways with fans generally was a nice departure, and he was tangible in a way that the previous president, Bruce Allen, and some that have come before him were not. So I think that's a win. But the biggest games he played in, if you will, the biggest losses came on the biggest stages. The stadium deal. Where are we? What is going on with the stadium? He mentions the stadium deal in this statement. It seems like there's not really progress being made right now. I'm sure there is behind the scenes, and I'm not telling you it's his fault. I'm just saying that when you think Jason Wright team president, the first thing you think of is probably the rebrand. How'd that work out?
Yeah.
Are people happy about that? The second thing is the stadium. And so even if you have 20 wins on the little teeny tiny games that you played, when your Super Bowls went the way that these couple have, that's going to be the legacy probably.
Yeah, where are they playing and what are they called? So far, incomplete and F.
So I said we should give out one thing that went well, one thing that didn't, one good, one bad from his presidency. And then we'll hit the phones. 800-636-1067 is the number. For the good, I will say the effort and the fan relatability, right? That you could reach him. He was way more willing to engage in any capacity.
Yes.
For myself, like, we had him on the show several times. We couldn't get Bruce Allen on the show if we paid him $1 million in appearance. You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
Every media member in this town who covers this team at a level above a certain threshold had time with Jason Wright multiple times over. Like, he was willing to chat. Fans, I think, had a ton of experiences with him. That's good. That's controllable. The bad would be, and I'm debating between 2-2-22, the Sean Taylor day, or I guess just the fact that there's not only still not been groundbroken, but there's no stadium deal. I just got to go with 2-2-22 and folding chairs at the 50-yard line and we're the Commanders. And ha-ha, that whole thing will just always eat at me. It always will. There's nothing anyone can say at me to make me feel better about that.
Good is a human being at a time of the most embarrassment, the most turmoil, the most awful a pro sports organization maybe has ever had it, right? Where you go, pandemic, a million investigations, Dan Snyder ruining everything at absolute rock bottom. Here is somebody that, as you said, is approachable, thoughtful, at least, you know, kind enough to talk to you. Whether, you know, I left the room and he said names about me, I have no idea, but at least would give you the time of day, right? Where you saw a face, not some dude in the ivory tower just sort of pulling the string here and there and rumors of him liking a quarterback or otherwise coming down to ruin it. He was there, right? During a time where we needed somebody to talk to us, he did. You know what I mean? Like a sort of crisis management. I think that was honestly a really tough situation. I think he did a pretty good job of that.
Yeah, previous white knights were always in the football operation, and he was the guy they sold you for hope, and he was on the business.
Yeah, and La Famina was that, but he quite literally lasted 6.5 months. That happened. So it's like it's hard to believe that it's going to be real, and then here's Jason Wright there time after time after time and didn't run afoul of Bruce Allen, so he got the axe. The negative, you touched on the specific, the general, I think, is very easy. Any kind of institutional memory touch point, any time it was, hey, the fans care about this, this has to do with the org, the team, before you and long after you, here's a chance to show them, swing and a miss. I mean, you can go up and down the board. It was a consistent Joey Gallo-esque batting average.
Well, you know what we didn't mention yet, at the risk of piling on, is the dates on the crest initially.
Right.
I mean, you mentioned a lot about clerical errors with the 100 greatest or whatever that was, 90 greatest, where just names wrong, positions wrong, whatever. The years of the Super Bowls being wrong on the original crest of the reveal.
Yeah.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if someone got fired that day. And you know, I'm Mr. Don't Call for Jobs. That's one of those that's tough to come back to work the next day. If that was your thing, like, hey, Danny, is the crest ready? Hey, Danny, how's the crest looking? Whoever that guy, whoever Danny is.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, Danny, are we ready for the big reveal?
It's looking good. I got the Super Bowl years on there. Now, what do you mean you got them on there? Yeah, the year they actually won the Super Bowl. Well, is it different than the nomenclature that everyone that's ever followed football uses it? Yes, it is. All right, let's roll it out.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
Like
I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever. And the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's the most anticipated WNBA season in history.
And you know what that means.
Court is back in session.
Welcome to Queens of the Court, an Odyssey original podcast.
I'm your girl, Cheryl Swoop.
And I'm Jordan Robinson. All WNBA season long, we'll be bringing you interviews with star athletes, analysis on your favorite teams,
and lots of hot takes.
Order, order in the court.
Follow and listen to Queens of the Court on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.